Outside the box, not always impressed by how our government works. Today's topic is a taxing problem. April, a month of showers and early flowers, and with every U.S.'s and when every U.S.'s income taxes are due. But our tax system is a mess and benefits some, usually the wealthy, at the expense of others. When billionaire Warren Buffett pays a lower rate of taxes than Buffett's secretary does, something is fishy. One huge mess is the tax code, which has about 75,000 pages, full of so many tax breaks and loopholes that you can drive an entire train through it. If someone, usually wealthy, can hire an accountant to go through all the relevant sections of the code and find every possible deduction or income reduction, they can lower their tax liability a lot. But most of us can't do that and pay more than we need to than if we knew all the tax-saving loopholes. There are tax breaks for some with lower incomes, but not every person takes advantage of them. Only about 75 to 80%, for example, claim the earned income tax credit. That's $500 million not returned to those who need it most, and that's just in Los Angeles County in California alone every year. In Maine, anyone, no matter what their income or even whether or not they file a federal tax return, can claim at least $140 as a sales tax refund. I did. For home buyers, there's a deduction for mortgage interest payments, which primarily benefits high earners, and a tax deduction for those making large charitable contributions to their school, religion, and tax-exempt nonprofit organizations. The billions saved by the government by not having these tax breaks could go to buy more bombers or congressional junkets, and some of it probably would. But some might also go toward real needs, like affordable housing, or mental health treatment, or better food and nutrition programs. A large tax that this country has avoided, but many other countries have instituted, is the VAT, value-added tax, on just about all products. It's similar to a sales tax, but added to products before being sold, rather than when we buy items and pay a retailer. Sadly, this tax discriminates against those with lower moderate incomes who spend more of their income, percentage-wise, on consumer products. Other than the VAT, most other so-called developed countries have fewer or no tax breaks at all, just a lower overall progressive income tax rate per person. Could the U.S. afford to do that? Of course, since it would provide about the same amount of revenue. However, raising capital gains tax rates, usually levied at about half the rate of wages in this country, could significantly reduce income inequality and take more from those most able to pay. Capital gains are profits from investments, stocks, real estate, and other opportunities where the investor does no work but profits by using their extra money to make more money. If instead of taxing those profits at the current rate of 15 to 20%, we tax them at 40 or 60 or 75%, we would reduce money going to big corporations through the stock market, giving more local enterprises a better chance to compete. Another proposed but not yet adopted tax could be one on financial transactions, buying and selling of stocks and bonds, currency trading, etc., called the FAT, Financial Activities Tax, or a Tobin tax from the original proposer. Even a tax of as little as 0.1%, $1 per thousand on transactions, has been opposed by financial interests so far, but might still pass someday. Another way to decrease income inequality is a wealth tax. a higher percentage for those with incomes of, say, $1 million or more. Back in the 1950s to 1970s, the percentage rate was 70 to 90%, although almost everyone in that income bracket had lots of deductions from their income, so the actual amount they paid was less. A high tax rate without deductions would discourage people from becoming multimillionaires or accumulating money they don't really need for basic needs and even wants. It would allow the U.S. to reduce our national debt and create a more equal society by essentially setting a maximum income, which is now being called limitarianism. Most people complain about taxes, so what good are they? Taxes support institutions and a way of life that everyone can benefit from, such as highways and mass transit, parks and beaches, programs that ensure those who work hard but don't make enough money to meet their basic needs can live in dignity, efforts to prevent climate disruption, and lots of other benefits that we all need, even those who gripe about taxes. Taxes help create a more secure life for everyone. How do you feel about paying taxes? What do you want your taxes to go to? And what would you rather zero out? I'm Larry Danziger, wishing all taxes came from those who can easily afford them.